Dreyfus was governor from 1979 to 1983. Fellow Republican Walter John Chilson of Wausau was a leader in the state Senate during that time. Chilson says Dreyfus was a flamboyant, unforgettable character.
He shot across the Wisconsin political scene like a meteor. Then, unfortunately for us in Republicans in the legislature, he decided to flame out. I think he got bored with the job.
Other politicians and public officials who paid their respects yesterday included former Governor Tommy Thompson, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, Congressman James Sensenbrenner, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, and State Supreme Court Justices Shirley Abrahamson and Ann Walsh Bradley. Milwaukee Minister Edwin Montgomery says in 1981, Governor Dreyfus urged him to run for a vacant assembly seat. Montgomery lost, but never forgot Dreyfus's confidence in him.
I was very, very much influenced and impressed by his insistence that men reach and or obtain their potential.
But people who knew Dreyfus from outside politics also came to the visitation. Gene Hedke was a neighbor in Waukesha and says Dreyfus was a very friendly fellow.
Go to Pick and Save and he would know everybody. He'd know the janitor and he'd know the manager, everybody in between. And that kind of a person.
People are also invited to share their memories of Lee Dreyfus by writing in a special book of remembrance in the State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha.